on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Mornings with Leon Compton.
It is Olympics Eve. I know about you, but I will be sitting up tonight. I hope I don't fall asleep. I'm somehow in my dotage, starting to drift off on the couch and have a bit of a snooze just before the big event, whatever it might be, comes on. But I'm going to fight that tonight because there's nothing quite like an Olympics Games opening ceremony. It's one of those events where often you can remember where you were when they happened. I can certainly remember the Sydney Olympic Games and watching London as well and some of the amazing cultural power and projection that the UK did in selling the London Olympic Games. What does it feel like as an athlete though? Let's welcome our next guest into the studio because Kerry Hoare has been to 4 Olympic Games. But I'm not sure that the rowers necessarily get to go to the opening ceremonies. Their commitment to their craft might be so strong. Kerry, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
When was your last Olympic Games?
Rio 2016, so 5 years ago now.
5 years ago. Did you go to the opening ceremony?
No, we haven't ever got to go to an opening ceremony. We usually had our own little mock opening ceremony where we'd dress up in all the blazers and gear and walk around the, you know, wherever we were staying, wave a flag about. But no, we haven't got to go.
What's the club? I mean, did the Olympic rowers even get to stay in the Olympic Village? Because often rowing events will be held some distance away from where the main sort of urban action is.
Yeah, exactly. So we... the only Olympics that I stayed in the village was in Beijing, and that was a fairly long bus commute out to the course. Some of the rowers actually did stay out near the course that had, you know, back injuries or didn't want to, you know, experience that travel time. The others, we stayed out near the rowing course. Athens was at Marathon, so out closer to the course. Club Med, actually, which was quite nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is quite nice in a way to sort of be away from the Olympic Village, and this year obviously be quite different, but you know, often it's quite a busy place. You've got, you know, 10,000-11,000 athletes plus all the coaches and things like that, so it is actually good to be away, out away from all that.
And so when you're at your own sort of mini Olympic setup away from the course, what is the atmosphere like there amongst the rowers?
Obviously very mixed feelings, you know, a lot of emotions. It's a bit surreal to feel that you're finally there. London was quite fun because we just had our own little mock opening ceremony and some of the reserves put on quite a show. And actually once we dressed up, some of the other countries then went and put all their gear on and came and joined in. So it was really nice to have a taste of it. And we usually have the opening ceremony up on the big screen and watch what's going on as well.
I remember once, somehow in this story, I'm about to make this about me, so just buckle up for a moment. I remember once I'd trained for like 8 months to run a marathon, and then a week before I was due to fly to the Gold Coast to run it, I was starting my outboard in my boat and I twisted my knee and I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh my God, I've twisted my knee, like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But I just multiply that by a million to think about how athletes must be monitoring their health at the moment. Oh my God, is that a cold? I just get a sniffle?
Yeah.
And then throw in COVID.
Yeah.
What is that like? And then can you imagine how COVID's going as well?
Oh gosh, I was thinking about it this morning and, you know, every Olympics there's been something in the lead up, you know, that they've been worried about. Athens, they're worried about it just being finished for us to compete. You know, Beijing, it was pollution. We couldn't see down the course when we got there. But then, of course, they pulled all the cars off the road. Rio, it was the Zika virus and, you know, where we were competing, there'd been a lot of gastro the year before, but this is just unprecedented and, you know, the biggest thing you want to do is get to the start line healthy. You know, you're wrapped up in cotton wool for that last sort of month or two beforehand and you're on hyper alert, every little twinge, you know, a sniffle and all that sort of thing. So I can't imagine the nerves, not just for the athletes, but all of the support staff and the families and that sort of thing, just making sure they get these athletes to the start line.
Mm. Do you have to make very sure that none of your food has been touched by one of the reserve rowers as well?
Yeah.
You've got to watch to make sure it comes straight out of the kitchen.
Yeah, well, Rio, we were particularly careful, you know, given all the gastro, that there was a junior world championships at the course the year before and a lot of the athletes went down. So we were certainly on hyper alert there. You are really careful. Obviously, all the hygiene practices that are now just commonplace, we were trying to implement
Did you ever row sick or row a bit injured and not tell anyone about it?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And because you knew that once you started banging on about your elbow or your knee or your hamstring.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I've had broken ribs and all sorts of things. And
really?
You just want to get there. Yeah, yeah. One year initially, I got knocked off my bike before the World Cup and my rib was a bit sore, but I just sort of pushed on and it turned out it was broken when I had a scan after the World Cup. But you know, you see so many athletes do those sorts of things because you've worked so hard for so long, you just want to compete.
Really? And so you just wouldn't, you're just like, I'm not having this right now. I'll just row through it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, if it's the last, the last event of a four or, this time a 5-year cycle, you just tape yourself up or do whatever you need to do to get through the racing, yeah.
And so tell me how the is rowing in the first week of the Olympic Games typically or the second?
Yes, rowing's always in the first week. So we're lucky you finish that first week and then you can, in previous cycles we've been able to go and watch other sports compete in that second week.
Well, let's talk about that from this Olympics perspective. Do you feel a bit sorry for people who've been putting everything on the line for 5 years and 15 years before that? To get to an Olympics and then not have that opportunity. No doubt athletes won't be able to wander through, open villages necessarily. They won't be able to go watch a dozen other sports. Do you feel like how much of that is about, is that your Olympic memory and experience?
Yeah, exactly. I think I do really feel for the athletes, mostly because of, the backlash about these games even going ahead. And I've felt really conflicted about that myself. I work in healthcare. I can't imagine what it'd be like to be in Tokyo at the moment and see 11,000 athletes, 3,000-4,000 media, all these people coming in when you're in a state of emergency. But I just really hope that we can support the athletes that are there. As you say, it's not just 4 years that they've worked for. It's often 10 plus to get there. For rowing, crowds aren't a big deal. We very rarely compete against, in front of big crowds. I think London we had 20,000 or 30,000, but other events we don't have many crowds at all. So that's not a big deal, but it's just having your family and friends there, going watching those other sports, having the whole experience. So I do feel for them, but it'll be a totally different experience. And I think all athletes that are there will be so happy just to be competing after the slog that they've put in over many, many years.
How many heats do you go through to make it into a final, an Olympic final in rowing? How many times do you row in the lead up to that?
Yeah, so most events at the Olympics, it would only be probably 2 to 3 times at most. Yeah, you have restricted numbers compared to, say, a World Championships or a World Cup. So it's normally a heat, a repercharge if you need to go through that, and then a semi-final and a final. So, yeah, at most probably 4 times. Some of the doubles might have more heats and a quarter final, but yeah.
Usually. Tell me what it's like when you're sitting in your boat with your fellow rowers that you've been training with for all these years and the siren or the beep is about to go off to get you started. What's it like being at the line in Olympic Games?
Just an adrenaline rush. I mean, as much as you tell yourself that it's, like any other event and Kerry, I'm just on the Huon River, just do what you always do. There is that, there's that added, excitement and adrenaline rush. And, to be honest, you really just don't want to let yourself or your crewmates down or your family or your coach that have put so much into this as well. The athletes at the moment, they have put so much into it, but so have their family and friends. It must have been such a roller coaster for them over the past sort of year or two as well. So you think about all of that and then you try and put it out of your mind and then it pops back into your mind again. And yeah, you think about everyone at home and what they've done to get you there as well.
When does it start to hurt? Like when we're watching the rowing, it's such a pain threshold sport. When does it start to hurt? It's a 1,000 meter course.
2,000.
2,000 meter course. So you're about to row 2 kilometers.
Yeah.
When does it start to hurt?
Oh, straight away. Yeah, you do your start, and which can be, 20 to 30 strokes. And then you try and settle down into a race rhythm. But it's all about maintaining a pace that you don't think that you can. Yeah, so it hurts. It hurts straight away for the whole 2K. It's Yeah, I haven't done it for 5 years, but I can still remember what that pain's like. And, you know, everything is telling you to give up and to stop.
Mm. And is there a feeling, like, can you tell when the boat's really flying? When everybody's everybody's feeling the same pain?
Yeah, exactly.
And on top of the water?
Yeah, just that rhythm and flow. And it almost feels easy. You've got that pain in your muscles, but the boat's just really running, and yeah, everything's just in harmony.